D-Radio Wissen. Grünstreifen.
In unserer Playlist bei D-Radio Wissen, da sind viele tolle Bands und Musiker vertreten. Ja, und manche davon gleich mit mehreren Songs. Bei Hon ist das auch so. Von Andy und James aus London haben wir mindestens 4 Songs in der Playlist. Und deswegen hat es mich persönlich echt schwer gewundert, dass ihr erstes Album erst seit gerade mal einer Woche raus ist. Warm on a Cold Night heißt das, und darüber habe ich mit den beiden gesprochen, denn Andy und James, die haben uns in dieser Woche einen Besuch abgestattet und als erstes von dem Gefühl erzählt, gerade ganz frisch eben das erste Album rausgebracht zu haben.
It's such a nice feeling putting an album out because everyone has reacted so well to it and yeah, getting so much love. We say we want to put an album out every day.
Also that would be really hard.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Ein ganz besonderes Gefühl, so ein Album rauszubringen, sagen die beiden Jungs von Hon. Sie könnten jeden Tag oder zumindest jeden zweiten Album rausbringen. Neues wäre allerdings ziemlich anstrengend. Das haben sie gerade gesagt. Wobei es natürlich die Frage ist, jetzt im Jahr 2016, ob das echt noch wirklich so ein Riesending ist, so ein Album rauszubringen, gerade wenn man auch bei Spotify total erfolgreich ist. You just told me that it's a very interesting thing with this album, but you've got 2 million listeners on Spotify every month. So why is this album still a special thing?
So some of the songs on there are songs that people have heard already, like Warm on a Cold Night, another song called The Night and Coastal Love. Yeah, people knew that about those, but we feel we had to put them on the album still just because, you know, when you make an album, yeah, fair enough, there are going to be some people who know you already. But also we're thinking about all the people out there who don't know who we are, have never heard our music before. And we didn't want to, like, not allow them to hear those songs because, you know, we feel they're worthy of being on the album. Yeah. And then it's also new for, for you know, existing listeners, just because there's about 7 tracks on the album, or maybe completely brand new ones that no one's ever heard before. So, yeah.
Also es sind zum Teil auch ganz neue Songs auf diesem Album, 7 insgesamt. Und damit wollen die beiden eben auch Leute erreichen, die das bisher nicht gestreamt haben. Und das geht dann natürlich am besten mit dem Album. Jetzt haben die beiden relativ viel Erfolg schon jetzt, kommen ziemlich groß raus. Und vorher waren sie eher klein, haben nämlich als Musiklehrer gearbeitet. Und das ist auch gleich meine nächste Frage in die Richtung, ob das nicht irgendwie ein komisches Gefühl ist. Also ich stelle mir das zumindest so vor, dass einen auf einmal ganz, ganz viele Leute hören. You worked as music teachers before and now millions of people listen to your music. Isn't it a strange feeling?
yeah, it's pretty strange. It's been, I guess, for us, because we're so deeply involved with it, it seems slower to us, like it's been a slow progression to us. But I think in the grand scheme of things, it's been quite a quick...
Pretty quick, huh?
Quick, I think. Turnaround, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say pretty quick.
But, you know, we're excited and we always want more and to do more and see more places and meet more people and play in front of bigger audiences and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and for example, you performed at the legendary Glastonbury Festival this year. Huh?
Yeah.
This was like already the highlight of 2016.
Or? Oh, yeah, it was great. So, so good. And I've been going to Glastonbury for the last 10 years, like in a row. And every year I've been like, oh, I really, really want to play. And yeah, finally, you know, we got to do it this year. It's really cool. Like extremely muddy, the muddiest place on earth.
Oh, my life.
Yeah,
yeah, my case, look at that.
Yeah.
It's still
muddy.
Yeah.
Not really. It's okay.
Yeah.
There's the other side maybe.
Ah,
you're
okay.
Yeah, you're missing it.
To just hide it.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Okay, also immer noch ein bisschen verdreckt, das, was Sie hier auch mit ins Studio gebracht haben, Ihre Instrumente, zumindest die Boxen, in denen die Instrumente sind. Denn auf dem Glastonbury, da haben Sie in diesem Jahr zum ersten Mal selber gespielt. Vorher waren Sie jahrelang als Gäste, als Zuschauer dort. Und jetzt hatten Sie die Möglichkeit, da zu spielen. Das war super gut, haben Sie gerade gesagt. Und da bleiben wir auch nochmal beim Festival, weil ja immer die Frage ist, ist es eigentlich cooler, selber zu performen oder das Ganze intensiv erleben zu können, aber eben nicht jetzt so gefordert zu sein, auf der Bühne zu stehen. But what do you enjoy more, like to perform at a festival or just to take part in a very normal way?
I think I would have said, you know, 5 years ago, just go and enjoy the festival. But now I really like dipping in and out. Like we go and play and we get a general vibe of what the festival is like but we leave and we, you know, go and have a shower.
I feel like, you know, when you go to a festival for a weekend as a punter and you end up coming home feeling like you need a holiday after it. So you sort of, you come back more knackered and get on with the real world again. So it's nice to not be too exhausted after it.
Yeah. Time. I mean, I've had some amazing experiences at festivals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say it's nice. Yeah. As I said, to just go in and out and see a little bit of it.
Okay. You're getting old now, mate. So.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're getting old.
Yeah,
and you don't
want
to stay at festivals.
Okay, so let's talk about your music, because I always relax a little bit when I listen to your music, mm-hmm. Because for me, most of them have got this positive, easygoing summer attitude or feeling. Is this what you always try to create while writing those songs?
It's not something we kind of sat down and thought about, oh, let's try and come up with a summery album of positive songs. It just seemed to come out that way. I don't know why. I mean, for example, like Coastal Love was just, it started with the title, Coastal Love were the two words that we had. And then eventually, you know, started from this quite electronic song and just ended up into this, what we think is quite like a very summery.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Song.
Summer song.
Yeah, exactly. That's very positive.
Yeah, but the title of your album is Warm on a Cold Night. So,
yeah.
Maybe this could also be another situation to listen to music. Huh?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we think like the best times is, you know, in the evening when the sun is going down, it's a warm night. You know, that's kind of a good starting place to listen to the
Unfortunately
music.
For us, we've never put out Warm on a Cold Night when it's cold.
No.
maybe we'll put that as a single later on in the year when it's actually cold. We'll see how people enjoy it then.
Also noch herauszufinden, ob es auch winterliche kalte Musik ist. Bisher ist es auf jeden Fall die gute Musik für den Sommer. Und bei Coastal Love zum Beispiel, dem Song, den wir hier auch bei D Radio Wissen ganz oft spielen, da hört man das ja auch, dieses Sommergefühl. Und naja, es gibt auch noch einen anderen Punkt, den die beiden sehr oft ansprechen. Da frage ich nochmal direkt nach. Und zwar, für welche Momente das Lied, die Songs auch noch super geeignet sind. You once said that your music is baby-making music. So do you know if there are already real horn babies on this planet?
Mm-hmm.
There are.
Approximately 800,000.
Yeah.
800,000. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that if that was the case, we'd be going to court, probably. A few people would take us to court.
I feel like there might be, but I don't know.
I can't control it.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't.
We can't pinpoint exactly which ones.
But we've definitely heard a few stories of baby making going on.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's true.
But you won't tell.
Can't say too much on radio, can we?
I mean, it's not us personally, but it's interesting hearing stories coming back to us of, you know, I mean, not necessarily mischief, but stuff that people get up to whilst listening to our songs. Some of it's really nice, like, you know, going through a hard time and it's helped them through a breakup, or they have a long distance relationship and, you know, her and their boyfriend, you know, listen to their music whilst they're apart. And it's nice.
Yeah, it's really
all
nice.
Sorts of stories.
Also einige Geschichten haben Sie schon gehört, positive Geschichten nach Beziehungsenden, aber eben auch Geschichten von sogenannten Hornkindern, die möglicherweise während der Musik gezeugt wurden. Jetzt kommt noch eine Frage, und zwar dazu, dass als ich Horn das erste Mal hier gespielt habe bei D Radio Wissen, daran erinnere ich mich deswegen noch so genau, weil ich überhaupt nicht sicher war, wie man die ausspricht. Deswegen habe ich das gegoogelt und bin darauf gestoßen, dass das Ganze japanisch ist, dieses Wort. Das möchte ich doch jetzt mal gerne wissen, was es damit eigentlich auf sich hat. I still remember the first time I played one of your songs. And I know this because I didn't know how to pronounce hon.
Right.
Yeah. So I Googled.
A common problem.
Yeah. So I Googled it and I found out that it's a Japanese word. And that's why I can't pronounce it, or I couldn't pronounce it well, because I don't speak Japanese.
Yeah. We don't even pronounce it the correct way. So if we were in Japan, it would be hone.
Hone?
Yeah. So it means true feelings. Yeah, it's a Japanese word, and yeah, but we've, cheekily changed the pronunciation just because we thought it might be easier, but it's turned out it's not easy for anyone.
But why did you choose Han?
I found the name, and we'd already written a few songs, and when I found out that meant True Feelings, I texted it to Andy, and we were just like, this is perfect. This fits with the music and the lyrics we were writing.
So your music is always about true feelings.
Yeah, it's like stuff that's either happened to me, or I've written stuff about James or people around us. Like, it's very personal, and we have a connection to it.
But you don't really have a Japanese connection, or do you? Because your homepage is also in Japanese.
Yeah, the only connection we have really, I lived there for a little bit, so, and it was kind of at the starting point of Han, the band, so at the time I was there, my girlfriend had moved there for work, so I used that opportunity to go. And just kind of was really inspired by it and loved the whole aesthetic, you know, the Japanese characters, and yeah, it's an amazing place. So that's kind of another reason why.
I haven't been yet, but we're going to play in November, actually. We've got gigs in Tokyo and Osaka, and then after that we're going to South Korea as well. So yeah, really, really excited.
And do you have fans over there?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Particularly like, South Korea and Indonesia. Those two places are mad for it, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
Yeah. It's very weird. Like, it's just the power of the internet. Like, obviously we've never been to those places, but you know, people can just listen to it wherever in the world they are.
Die Radio Wissen. Grünstreifen.